It's a little-known tectonic plate in the Pacific Ocean, some 300 miles off the Pacific Northwest. But a UC Santa Barbara researcher says we need to learn more about it because it has the potential to trigger mega earthquakes and tsunamis.
The interaction between this plate and the North American continent probably represents the largest geophysical hazard to the continental U.S. We should really take this particular region quite seriously in terms of its potential seismic hazard.
Zach Elon is a UCSB geophysicist who's been studying that tectonic plate off the Pacific Northwest. It's sandwiched between the Pacific and North American tectonic plates, a mile and a half below the ocean surface.
The Juan de Fuca plate is a small plate in the oceans. It extends from just off the west coast of the U.S., from Cape Mendocino in Northern California, up to Vancouver Island in Canada. It's actually one of the smallest plates in the world. We actually call it a microplate. But in fact, it's a remnant of an enormous plate that used to be around, probably the size of the present-day U.S. That plate was subducting, so diving down into the Earth beneath the North American continent, and has been for the last 100 million years.
To visualize tectonic plates, think of the Earth like a hard-boiled egg with cracks in its shell. Now, if the pieces of the shell move against each other, some go under other pieces, some over, and some up against each other. In terms of the Earth, that kind of action can create mountains, ocean trenches, and earthquakes. Elon says they employed some 70 seismometers underwater around the Juan de Fuca plate so they could try to learn more about it. He says it allowed some of the most comprehensive research ever done on a tectonic plate.
The instruments that we put out on the ocean floor are so sensitive they can actually detect earthquakes from the other side of the world. So I use the waves that emanate from those earthquakes and I measure something called seismic attenuation, the rate at which those seismic waves that are passing through the Earth lose their energy. So you can measure the rate at which those waves die out. And what we find is that the earthquake waves coming up to our instruments, the Juan de Fuca, are actually losing energy faster than we see anywhere else in the world. The rock underneath the ridge that separates the Juan de Fuca plate from the Pacific plate is unbelievably hot and actually has a whole load of melt, much deeper than we'd expected.
Elon says they discovered the Pacific side of the plate had hot molten material. He says the research has provided important new information about the way the plates interact with each other. And Elon says the research also helped show this is something which poses a major potential geologic hazard, potentially capable of a magnitude 9 earthquake.
Unlike other subduction zones, and we can sort of think about South America or Japan, this is not an interface that produces lots of earthquakes all the time. It's actually remarkably quiet. And so for a long time, people didn't really think of it as being a particularly important boundary. But a long series of several decades of work revealed that, in fact, in the past, and the most recent occurrence was at the very beginning of the year 1700, this particular interface hosted one of the largest earthquakes that we've had in the last few hundred years. This earthquake was so large that it caused a tsunami that was felt on the other side of the Pacific Ocean.
The UCSB researcher says he's going to use some of what he learned monitoring the Juan de Fuca plate off the Pacific Northwest as part of an international effort to study a previously seismically uncharted part of the Pacific Ocean.
We're going out really into the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where no one has ever had any instruments within a couple of thousand kilometers. So it's completely uncharted territory. And we're going to distribute these sensors across the bottom of the ocean in a region where we've noticed from satellite measurements that there are these really long undulations in the gravity field. Right? So they sort of look like ridges and peaks and troughs in the actual strength of the gravity field, which is kind of unexplained. We're distributing our sensors across several of these long ridges and troughs in order to try and understand what's going on beneath the Earth's surface.
The Juan de Fuca plate research was published in the journal Science Advances. Elon says researchers will continue those studies as well, as we should. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.